Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks for listening.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good buddy Josh Castell back on the show. But Josh is an 11-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top guys that we know when it comes to helping people with sales. He's the author of The Science of Sales Success, but he's converted all that knowledge into a business model that I've asked him to tell us about, actually to give us an update on. He's talked to us about it a little bit in the past, but it's a model that's helping customers and taxpayers at the same time. It's a little bit of a David and Goliath story. Josh Castell, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be back. Just very exciting times to be small business these days.
Absolutely, and you're doing a great job of that. And I was telling the audience before you got here about, I was reminding them of something they obviously know, and that's that energy is a check for energy is a pretty big one in our budget, whether it be fuel or power, right? Electricity and natural gas, those kinds of things. Those are we write pretty good sized checks for those things, depending on what our business model is. And electricity especially, I don't see how electricity is going to get any cheaper, Josh, because for one thing, the president has declared war on coal, on the coal industry, which powers a lot of our power plants around the country. So as those things are decommissioned, I don't know what's going to happen, but I just don't see it as a I don't see electricity flourishing and growing like gas has with the fracking of with the fracking the way that's changed the oil industry. What do you think?
Well, Jim, you hit something that is so important these days, is that there's been a convergence of the gas production and producing electricity. And the way that they're doing that is what they call distributed generation, meaning that a lot of large institutions, public institutions, large private businesses are putting power on site, a generator on site that is being run by gas,
right,
literally
natural gas.
Right. It's for all practical purposes, depending on for these larger size, it's a jet engine that's turning a generator. And the reason why it's so efficient and it doesn't need subsidies from the government is because you get to take advantage of the heat that is being created off of the engine.
Right.
And you get to use that heat inside the building as well.
You get the electricity, electricity and the BTUs.
Right, and the heat. You use, and actually the heating can make cooling. There's ways to do that. So there's it will always be more energy efficient to produce power on site if you can use the heat than buying it from a utility where, for all practical purposes, the heat's going up the stack.
Right, right. And out in and polluting and creating thermal pollution.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's really exciting what's happening with gas production and the pricing and this tremendous impact it can have on the economy and help literally drive down the price of electricity.
So are you saying that I can get a kilowatt of electricity cheaper, or if I have a big enough scale, if I have a scale that can justify the cost, the investment, that I can produce a kilowatt of electricity from a natural gas-driven turbine, jet engine, than if I just bought it off the grid from the local electricity department?
Yes, you can, with the caveat that as long as you can use that exhaust heat somewhere, it will make it much more efficient.
So you need both of those. So what do you do about it in the summer?
In the summer, there's
it's hard to store heat.
Right, exactly. So in the summer, there's a couple of ways that you can use that heat. For example, if you were doing it in a high school, the swimming pool needs to be heated.
Right.
You can use heat to make cooling.
It converts. It's part of the process of air conditioning. Also, water, right? For your hot water. Even if you don't get it hot, at least you can get it warm, right?
Oh, you can get it hot, right? So you have hot water,
right.
And also you can use the heat to dry out the air and dehumidify it.
So we're gonna ask. This is fascinating to me, folks. I'm sure it is to you too. We're gonna ask Josh when we come back. How small can one of these things be? I think I want one of them. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.